KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, we have a fog and a little bit of sunshine peeking through the haze. It's currently 57 degrees. We do look for the areas of fog to burn off this morning. Skies have become partly cloudy today, a high of 83 with winds southeast at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Three people from Rock Springs, Wyoming were injured during a collision between a car and a semi-tractor trailer Wednesday evening in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the crash happened at around 7:52 p.m. on I-80 East bound near mile marker 75. Authorities say a 2013 Toyota Camry driven by 68-year-old Pamela Willie was rear-ended a 1999 Peterbilt semi, which was disabled on the road due to an accident that had occurred just a few minutes earlier. Her car came to rest partially under the trailer of the semi. Pamela Willie and her passengers, 85-year-old Harold Willie and 68-year-old Faye Frolick, again, all of the Rock Springs, Wyoming area, were injured. All three were transported to Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Pamela Willie and Faye Frolick were flown by Life Flight to the hospital. Harold Willie was taken there by Adair Rescue. None of the accident victims were wearing their seatbelts. The driver of the semi, 64-year-old Robert Johnson of Crescent, was not injured. Assisting the patrol at the scene were deputies from the Adair and Cass County Sheriff's Departments, Adair Police, and numerous local rescue units, along with Life Flight. The Atlantic Police Department says the Cass County Sheriff's Office received reports at around 2 a.m. Monday of a large number of cattle out in the area of Littlefield Road and 350th Street. While at the scene, a member of the Cass County drone team utilized the Sheriff's Office equipment and assisted with the call. And over the course of 2 hours, Cass County drone with thermal imaging capabilities was used to locate and bring over 40 head of cattle back to the pasture where they belonged. During the event, the pilot launched and landed multiple times and eventually found several groups of cattle that had broken off to different areas. The ability to use thermal imaging during the call, authorities say, proved to be invaluable in locating all of the cattle while working in the dark. The availability of the equipment also saved time and resources by speeding up the process of recovery. The drone team consists of members of the Atlantic Police Department, Sheriff's Office, and Atlantic Fire Department. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening passed by a vote of 5-1 with Councilperson Garrett voting no and Councilperson Summers absent, the second reading of an amended ordinance pertaining to elections. The ordinance needs one more reading in order to go into effect. If that happens, it would change the method by which elections, in particular the mayoral and Parks and Rec Board, are decided. The current system is a plurality takes all, whereby one only needs to get the most votes on the first and only ballot in order to win. That means less than 50% is required. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee supports the alternative primary system approach to elections, whereby a supermajority of the votes are needed to win. It could also result in a runoff election if the votes are too close to call. The disadvantages are that the primary system adds an additional cost. It could mean extended campaigning and the inconvenience of having to vote a second time, not to mention confusing or conflicting results. Mayor Dave Jones said Wednesday,
"We researched, and basically there's always the one we want. We're going to change it to, but some weren't going to codify it back when, I think, when Doug Harris was city administrator, but basically no one really paid a lot of attention to it. I just kind of did what some other cities do, which a lot of times happens. So basically we're going back to the way we always thought it was supposed to be."
Councilman Gerald Brink said during discussion, "A lot of people don't understand that," and Councilman Pat McCurdy agreed.
"And I usually don't do this because it's a no-win, but I did kind of pull some people. And at least they only had like two choices, because usually you're all on the board. And I only did about 30 people, and I just kind of randomly, ones I knew were voters, and 3 out of 4 they wanted 50+1. Mm-hmm. It's especially for mayor."
The final vote on the amended ordinance will take place July 21st. The council passed by a vote of 6-0 an ordinance amending the code with regard to changing the term for park board members from 6 years to 4, and they passed a resolution authorizing final transfers for fiscal year 2021. City Clerk Barb Barrick explained that she and City Administrator John Lund had looked at the budget.
"John looked at what was in the ending fund balances for fiscal year 2021. We wanted to have a good idea of where those fund balances were before we proposed the final transfers.
There's only a few of them that that we changed from what we had budgeted, and mostly because Kirk had such a good year with the road use tax that helped a little bit more with debt service, and we beefed up some of the cash transfers into the future CIP fund, so that means more cash on hand to hopefully reduce the amount of money that we'll borrow, which means less property taxes down the road.
The city routinely transfers money between its 100 separate funds. In other business, the Atlantic City Council set July 21st as the date for a public hearing with regard to the sale of city-owned property at 101 Cedar Street. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee has agreed and recommended to sell the parcel to Cook Sanitation in exchange for the refuse company paying $2,000. The agreement says the property will be sold as is, with a dilapidated house included. Cook Sanitation is then required to have the home demolished by no later than December 31st and to have an industrial building on the site as they plan within the next 5 years or August 2026. They also approved an order limiting street parking on the east side of Palm Street on July the 31st for the Cass County Fair Association. The move will make it easier for large farm equipment to enter the fairgrounds for special events set on that day. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.